basket. Who knows? His organizational skills. He was the most organized person in the most unorganized way. He'd say, "Let's do it!" 5 minutes after he got the idea. That's right. He said, "Brother Mitchell, you need an iPad." And he pulled one out of his pocket and showed me all about it. I said, "You've got to have this." I said, "How much is it?" He said, $500. I said, "Pretty bad." Not happening. A week later, the lady called and said, "Brother Mitchell, have you got an iPad?" I said, "Yeah, no." I said, "Brother Mitchell, you've been telling me I had to have one." She said, "Well, my husband accidentally ordered two of them. And we're sending you ours." Brotherhood and I sat in Cracker Barrel, and he taught me how to work the iPad. He said, "Now here's where you put your schedule. Here's where the Bible is here, all these books. Oh, Brother Mitchell, you're going to love this." Brotherhood. His organizational skills and excitement may fall on him first. His ability to get you to do almost anything just because he asked you. Probably will fall on Paula or Jim Plank. You know, Brotherhood rarely called me. We were very good friends. But he rarely called me. But when he did, he would say, the last time he called, he said, "Brother Mitchell, I need you today desperately." And I thought, what could Gene Hood possibly need from me? He said, "I've got a house full of junk." And he said, "I promise these people they could move in on Saturday. The house is full of junk, and I'm going to keep my promise, and I want you to come today and clean out this house. And I'm giving you Brady Duran to help you." Brady Duran, such a sweet, wonderful man. And he worked so hard that day, dragging stuff up, most of which I still have. I didn't take it up. He said, "Take this to the up." I took it and put it in my living room. Because Brother Hood said, "I need you today. I was sick and in bed the day he called." But I called my wife. She was gone. I said, "I'm going to help Brother Hood today. You're sick." I said, "I know, but Brother Hood never calls me, never asks me to do anything for him, and I'm going to do this." His ability to get you to do almost anything. His work ethic. He was always working. It's probably going to fall on Adrian or Ashton. His love for youth and the youth camps may fall on Randy Staley and Andrew Hurst. His love for music on his whole family, Stephen Nicole Cassidy and others. His radio work may fall on Randy and Brady Duran and Ben Crawford, and his love for his people as a pastor. He loved his people. He picked up the little ladies himself. He'd say, "Nobody's picking up my ladies but me." He said, we're taking care of them. And he genuinely would concernedly would go when they thought they heard something in the closet. When there was nothing there. Brother Hood knew there was nothing there. He would go and he would take everything out of the closet just to prove that no one was in there. That pastoral ability. Who's it going to fall on? I don't know. I don't know. I hope it falls on me. His joy and exuberance. Who's that going to fall on? He only sat on the platform while I preached and shouted me on. Then in turn, I also knew when he looked at me. That was always bad territory. That's right. One night at Beach Grove. And Brother Hood didn't say hardly an amen to the whole message. He didn't believe in discouragement. He didn't understand it. He said to me later, "Brother Mitchell, I guess you realize how stubborn I was." He said, "I wanted to back you up," but he said, "I just didn't understand it." said, I didn't think they needed it, but they did. And he cried and put his head on my shoulder. He said, I'm sorry, I missed that. Why? Because he never got discouraged. Or if he did, he didn't tell me. His love for America and religious freedom, who's that going to fall on? His Nazarene spirit. They're just nothing like the old-fashioned Nazarene spirit. Sorry, pilgrims and rest. They're just nothing quite like it. Hope falls on me. His love for the special angel sisterhood will have to go down to his family. I believe today that we have lost an Elijah. But the good news is, the mantle has fallen. And we must scramble to pick it up. And I didn't ask Randy about this, and I didn't talk to Brother Tommy Sproles about this, but I know you want me to mind God, and I know they do. I just wish that every person, young person especially, the younger, I'm talking, young as me, I'm only 55 in case you're wondering. I wonder how many would just, in the close here, we're going to do this quickly, would just step to the front. There's no altars in this church. Just step to the front quickly. I sure wish one of Brother Hood's mantles would fall on me. Would you just come quickly? Just stand all along the front here. I really wish Brother Hood's mantle, a piece of at least, a thread. One of the greatest honors I've ever had. And I want to pray, and I want all of us to pray, just like we're at camp meeting. Would you do it? Heavenly Father, here we are today. We're all candidates for a thread or two from this great man's mantle. We are not able to choose. We are not able. And neither was Brother Hood able to grasp their King James Bibles. Now, Brother Hood wouldn't want the NIV, so if you brought that, please lay it to the side. And we're going to form an archway, an honor guard, over both sides as they're carrying out the casket, and that's what they'd like for you to do.